Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, everyone, kind of clutching the pearls that Cam Ward got robbed of his moment at the draft, bro, because first there was a trade. Jacksonville trades up to number two to get Travis Hunter, so that kind of overshadowed the number one overall pick, and then obviously the draft kind of became about Shedeur Sanders. What else is new? Welcome to the show, yeah. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Now, Cam Ward is walking into the most known situation, right? He's going to the Titans. I know they came out yesterday and said he's going to compete for the job. Okay, sure. He's going to have the job. And then we'll see what happens with Tennessee from there. But as far as the other rookie quarterbacks in a non-touted class, who do you think has the best chance to succeed?
I'm going to stick to my guns here. Mr. Jalen Milroe of the Seattle Seahawks. I just love the Seahawks. Every move they've made to me feels strong. I think they're building a good team. They have a crazy easy schedule next year. They get the NFC South and the AFC South. Mm. So that's like,
so you think boom. He's playing next year?
Yes, I think he's getting on the field next year.
How?
I think Sam Darnold's, I think they're going to have quote-unquote packages for him.
Ah, okay.
He's the best athlete quarterback to come in the NFL since Lamar. I don't even think there's a doubt about it. And I think the argument is who's going to be a better runner, him or Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson's the greatest running quarterback of all time.
Okay.
I mean, that quote is everywhere. So many anonymous scouts said. I mean, he ran a 4.40 apparently at his pro day. And you should watch highlights. He is outrunning every cornerback in college football in the SEC. He was faster than Ryan Williams. He was faster than Jihad Campbell. He was faster than everybody on Alabama. I think they're going to find a way to get him on the field. And I think he makes an instant impact. I guess you could compare him to Taysom Hill a little bit. And Taysom Hill became a very impactful player for the Saints in this odd role, sometimes quarterback, sometimes receiver. I don't know if they line up Milroe receiver, but I definitely think they have him in Wildcat packages, and he is going to be impactful from the get-go. I think Seattle's going to transform into this run defense team, and he fits right into that mode. Sam Darnold will still play, but I think this is going to be great.
It's funny because I always wonder, you know, we don't see teams do this a lot. Yes, Taysom Hill was an example, but even like the Steelers last year could have kept going back to Fields at times.
And why didn't they?
Well, I don't know. But I think it's because it's not that popular to do. It's not that easy, and you don't want to risk getting him hurt because you may need him as your backup because you're always one snap away from needing that guy, one injury away to the starter of needing that guy.
I don't think they're going to approach Milroe like that. First of all, the guy's a house. I mean, he's gigantic, very, very muscular for what it's worth. And you're right, he could get hurt. But I do think that I don't know who their third string is. Or they just traded Sam Howell. But I don't think they're thinking like that. I think they're going to get him on the field. Wouldn't you get him on the field? Because you have Sam Darnold at quarterback. I don't think you're worried about taking him off the field for a down. Well, not to be mean on Sam Darnold.
No, I get it. But
you don't want him throwing 40 times a game. You want to have a ball control offense.
Listen, here's your best argument there is that he's a third round pick. So it's not like they've made this massive investment. So if he does get hurt, it's not like you just threw away the future of the franchise. But again, if you're in a playoff hunt, you want your quarterbacks healthy, and you may be unnecessarily opening him up to some risk.
I want to see him on the field, and I think Seahawks fans are going to want to, too. Listen, I had
tough
a situation
for Darnold.
When I was a kid, you know who started this? Buddy Ryan's Eagles. Mm. Randall Cunningham would come in third and long. They take Ron Jaworski off because they knew Randall could run for 12 yards and get a first down. Especially because the defense hadn't adjusted to this running quarterback yet. I think Jalen's going to be very successful in that running. I mean, if he runs up in the Wildcat, you don't think he could get 8 yards like that? I thought Fields could have done the same thing in Pittsburgh. I think you and I were both saying here, why did they go to Fields in this particular situation? When you need a first down, get him out there. And then long term, I think he's better than people think. I think he's got a great long arm, and maybe in 3 years, he's a star.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's with now Clint Kubiak, so that's not a bad person to be with, but he obviously has a long way to go as a thrower. But he does have that ability to run. If you're asking me which rookie quarterback is going to step in and have the most success or has the best chance to succeed, I'm going to go with something I think is kind of obvious here. Aaron Rodgers has not signed on the dotted line yet, okay?
Yep.
So I think he's going to go to Pittsburgh, but let's see what happens. He's also 41. I think Will Howard has a shot here. And the reason why I think the Steelers and Will Howard have a shot is because the Steelers always make the playoffs. Now, don't ask me what happens after they make the playoffs. It's generally not good. But if you're talking about success, making the playoffs as a rookie would obviously count as that. So do I think there's a world where Will Howard maybe beats out Mason Rudolph or, you know, gets a chance to play? Absolutely. And then you kind of let Mike Tomlin and his history take over the rest. You know, even in a tough division, you make the playoffs. You've made the playoffs with dicier quarterback situations, quite frankly. So, you know, Duck Hodges and guys, well, they didn't make the playoffs. But you know what I'm saying? They've cobbled together weird quarterback combinations ever since Roethlisberger has retired. So,
right, but
I think Will Howard has a shot.
Yeah. But did Duck Hodges or Mason Rudolph ever?
Mason made the playoffs.
Right. I'm saying, did that ever amount to anything? Is that your definition of success, to sneak in at 10-7 and get knocked out in the first round?
Well, I think people would say Bo Nix had a pretty successful rookie season, and yeah, he made the playoffs and they got blown out.
But you're right, because you feel like there's a gigantic trajectory upside with Bo Nix. See, I think even if Will Howard sneaks in that situation you just described, he's going to end up like Duck Hodges and Mason Rudolph.
I don't know. You know, he comes in with like, he has a really big pedigree, like a decent, you know, I would say decent, more than that. I mean, the guy comes in as a national champion, and I'm not going to hold it against him that he had a really good team around him, because a lot of guys who at Alabama had good teams around him. Joe Burrow had a good team around him. Like, I don't dock a guy because he had a good team around him in college. Like, you had a good team, it looked bleak for a minute, and you went on this all-time tear in the national championship run. So
why do you think the NFL had no interest? He went in the sixth round.
I think they're maybe making a mistake. And, you know, I think the Steelers, we'll see. But I think the Steelers and Will Howard have the best chance of all these rookies to succeed. And it's not that Cam Ward can't. Cam Ward is walking into a situation, though, where I don't think the expectations are very high in Tennessee. They know this is the long-term play. And, you know, maybe they make the playoffs. I don't know, though. AFC's.
I mean, I would bet on Cam Ward way over actually both our guys, because if you look at the NFL, I'd say 10 of the top 15 passers were number one overall pick. There's been one good sixth round pick in the history of the league, Tom Brady. So it's Will Howard's a deep long shot statistically.
Well, Brock Purdy, I mean,
seventh round. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But it's like, I know they're very, very, very few and far between.
Yeah.
But this guy played a lot. The difference now, though, Brady played a lot of college football, but like Will Howard's played a lot of college football. That's a good thing.
Right. I mean, it'd be an incredible surprise if he was a longtime starting quarterback. I think Cam Ward, like, we didn't put him on there because Tennessee should be one of the worst teams in the league. I don't expect it to be Jaden Daniels. If we thought he was Jaden Daniels, we probably would have both said him, right?
I think so. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. EJ, can you also put this poll up, please, at Maggie and Pearl on X? Do the Browns have the worst quarterback room in the league? Chris is in Birmingham. Good morning, Chris. How are you doing, dude?
I'm good. I guess I'm going to throw a wrench in your non-conspiracy. notion there, Maggie.
Okay, wait, let me set this up for the audience. If you're just joining us, Chris is talking about sound we played last hour from Michael Irvin. And Michael Irvin believes that the NFL called the Browns and said, draft Shedeur Sanders, like called in a favor, essentially, or maybe made a deal. And he believes that handshake agreement or something like that happened behind the scenes. Okay, go ahead, Chris.
You laugh all you want, but let's really talk about it now. Look this up for me, Perloff. When is a team taking two rookie QBs out of a draft in the same draft?
Well, here's obviously Washington with Cousins and RG3, but it's rare.
Yeah. So here's the thing. First, you already have a highly paid starting QB. You just got a vet, and you have a journeyman.
Wait, who's the highly? Oh, Deshaun. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Yes. So you got, and then you got two rookie QBs. The quarterback film rooms are loaded enough as it is. Like the cuts there are going to be cuts in preseason are going to be crazy. So are you willing to pay every single guy? Most likely not. So.
Well, I don't think Deshaun's not healthy, though, Chris, to be fair. So there's really only four guys.
Also, they're not paying any of them. They don't have to pay any of them.
Here's the thing. We don't know the projection of how Deshaun's going to play this season, though. That's
He's not playing. He's on a torn Achilles, Chris.
People think he's
not playing this year.
Well, it's not 100%, but it doesn't look like he's going to make it back in time. I think Maggie and I are assuming Deshaun's not part of this mix.
Well, also the owner came out and said Deshaun was a huge swing and a miss. Like he's not, he's definitely not playing for the Browns this year. Not with a quote like that.
Yeah, we will see in that. But let's just say let's just say 4.5 for just for shit. Let's for ish and giggles.
Yeah,
you got all that entangled, right? I'm not saying it's going to be an interesting quarterback room, but it's like, why draft this guy this late?
Oh, yeah. No, Chris, it's baffling. Like, it doesn't make any sense. So you're saying because it doesn't make any sense to draft Shedeur, therefore Michael Irvin's theory that the NFL called the Browns and said, hey, can you take him, makes sense to you?
Because I'm pretty sure every NFL team values their picks, unlike the Saints second round. But, I mean...
Yeah, Chris, thank you. I mean, sorry, didn't mean to hang up on you there, but yeah, no, the Saints may have the worst quarterback room, depending on Derek Carr, but...
I got to be honest, and I'm sure every fan around the league had the same thought. When he was dipping 6th or 7th round, if Shedeur had passed, say, Cleveland, why wouldn't he be a good backup to Jalen Hurts for my Philadelphia Eagles? Why wouldn't he be a good backup to your quarterback, Josh Allen? I was wondering, when are teams going to see great value as a backup here? Is Deion in the building that much of a problem?
I could see the Eagles doing it because the Eagles, like, I think have a history of saying, you come here, no one's bigger than the team. They somehow absorb. I mean, they just won the Super Bowl.
Andy Reid brought in Michael Vick when he was at his downest moment. Yeah, I was thinking, what if he got to the 6th or 7th round, then I think good teams would be like, ooh, this is a pretty good backup quarterback.
Yeah, my Bills would not do this. They don't do that kind of thing.
Well, yeah.
I can't see him just that. They wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I guess the Bills would be a weird spot.
They don't court that kind of controversy. Like, they don't.
I mean, I actually was thinking about the Chiefs because Andy Reid loves developing backup
quarterbacks. Chiefs could have done it easily.
Coaches, I thought McVay, I'm sure McVay must have said, okay, 6th round, I might as well get this guy in the building. But I guess they're worried. A lot of these teams don't want to draft a quarterback next year. Like, you can't have Shedeur sitting there. It would be awkward, right? Rams are definitely going quarterback next year, so they probably didn't want to draft him this year, I think.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Yeah, interesting theory. Chris Carter also had some theories about this. We'll get to that in a minute. And listen, got to come clean a little bit on this one. I got fooled by the internet. I like to think I'm kind of savvy when it comes to this stuff. You know, I'm not that old. You know, I grew up with the internet. I'd like to think that I can spot the true stuff from the fake stuff, but the internet comes for us all, and I got duped. Tell you what happened next. It's embarrassing, and I'm going to have to just own it.
Not proud of it. Jeez, I'm an idiot.
Yep. Yes, sir. Tell you how the internet fooled me. We'll see if it fooled you. Be right back.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. So... I don't know if anyone was on social media yesterday, but something took over, which was right in my wheelhouse. A philosophical debate about animal strength. And that's basically for somebody who spent years debating who would win a fight between a grizzly bear and a shark in a tank full of water that's deep enough for the shark to swim, but the grizzly bear can stand. I mean, everyone has their thoughts. Everyone's debated this one. Yesterday was the new debate, but there was a miscommunication on the Maggie and Perloff text thread. There was some weirdness going on. I couldn't figure out what everybody was going on because you want to state what the debate was, Meg?
Well, I'm just going to raise my hand on this one because I am an idiot. And I guess I didn't pay close enough attention to the story. And maybe just like my wires got crossed and I've just, I don't know. Somehow I just blanked on this. I thought that this story was real.
Well, say what the story is.
The story is, could 100 men win a fight over one gorilla? And so, guys, maybe I'm just distracted or the internet is so outrageous these days. Like Mr. Beast, this guy put two people together in a makeshift room and had him stay there for 100 days. People are trying to recreate Squid Games. You know, maybe I'm just my brain, like a brain worm got in there, RFK style, and like it just is hatched. But I thought this was somehow a real story, and I put on the text thread, where's PETA? Like,
oh my God.
I know. And nobody, thankfully, you guys were very nice, and you kind of glossed over that.
Well, actually,
that.
PETA did get involved. PETA
but
came
it's not
out.
Real. It's, they're not actually doing this.
Well, I think maybe I fell for this. I think PETA rebuked Mr. Beast. I think they came after him and said that was an insensitive comment. Like, they think this whole debate is bad. It's like kind of a fantasy of animal cruelty. But right. I'm just curious. So you thought that the 100 men were actually, like, Mr. Beast was going to put this on.
Yeah.
So, and you were worried about, just let me get this straight. You're worried about PETA being involved.
I was worried about the gorilla.
Even though 8 to 30 humans would probably die during that, the PETA is the problem.
You know.
Because of the gorilla. But human beings dying, that would not bother anybody?
No, it would be bother everybody, but you'd have to be like some kind of moron to sign up for a gag like this. You know, the gorilla doesn't give consent. It's a gorilla. A grown person could say, I want to partake in the stunt or I do not. I guess here's my other part.
Well, maybe in a free America, yeah. In other countries, I don't know if that's true.
Well, oh gosh. Well, here's the other part.
You think in Russia that anyone's volunteering to fight the gorilla? No.
Did you say trial by gorilla?
Yeah.
I guess in my thought here, I guess I had not thought this through. I didn't think the people would die. I thought maybe you try to go against the gorilla and then you sort of get to run away. I don't know what I thought. But I thought the story was somehow real, and I feel dumb now. It's an AI simulation that they're going to make.
You really thought?
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This was real?
I'm just an idiot.
It was just whatever you're having.
It was just a random Twitter person who was like...
I thought it was Mr. Beast doing this on air.
No, because he's taking credit for everything. Some random was like 100...
With like a funny kind of name. Yeah. Like it wasn't even a real human name.
Right. I think 100 guys, they lock in, they could beat a gorilla.
By the way, Maggie, the internet's broken me.
When Michael Phelps raced the shark, remember? Yeah.
I tuned in. I thought he was actually racing a real shark, and I was super disappointed when it turned out to be AI because I thought they were going to have the shark in its own lane like a tank. I didn't think he'd be swimming next to the shark.
So you have a history of being an idiot in this particular realm.
Yes. I am an idiot. Didn't Tyreek Hill race a cheetah? What was that about?
I don't think that actually happened.
He said it was going to.
He was going to. I don't know if it actually did happen.
Guys, this is my blind spot. I mean, I like
to
think
they would allow people to fight a gorilla, Maggie.
EJ, the world is weird right now.
No,
all right?
But that seems like a stretch even for this world.
But like the internet is weird and people do things for clout and clicks and nobody wants to die, obviously. But you're telling me like, are we that far away from this with the Logan Jake Pauls of the world and all the stupid stuff you see online?
If there was a fight between 100 people and a gorilla, the Paul brothers would be somehow involved, whether it be promoting or on Netflix,
100%.
Exactly. Yeah. Being involved, yeah.
But let's get to the real story here. What's your strategy? If you got the 100 people, like, what are you doing? I've spent all day yesterday thinking about this. Who gets to go in the first wave that goes down by the gorilla? Because you have to wear the gorilla down. I know this is inhumane.
No, I know. But like, you can't use a weapon or anything. Obviously, that would not be fair, right?
Yeah, no weapons. That's the whole point of
obviously,
this.
Obviously, yeah.
Maggie goes first. Let's just get around the
way. Honestly, like, probably better for society that I go first.
Natural selection, the person...
Who thinks this is a real fight?
Who's here for the gorilla fight, guys?
So 100 people with shotguns against a gorilla. Of course you can't use a weapon.
Okay, well then how are you taking down a gorilla with your fists?
Well, I think the point is you have to just keep coming at the gorilla in waves.
Why don't we just get the world's best UFC fighters to go in that first wave? You want to talk about people with lethal fists? Why don't we get specialists?
No. Like Tyson? See, you're totally thinking about it wrong, Manny. You put in the pawns first, the guys who are not UFC fighters.
The Maggies.
Right. The Maggies.
You put in the pawns. Let's face it, us.
Okay.
Yeah, we go first, and the gorilla is too busy killing us. Then the UFC fighters with actual skills come in and take down the gorilla.
You think they could submit a gorilla?
Yeah, they could kill that gorilla.
You can't use jiu-jitsu for that.
I mean, I think the internet, we argued about this today. I think most people think the humans would win. I think that.
I don't think so.
I think the trend, I mean, it's 100 human beings. They could just keep coming on, jumping on that gorilla. That's a lot for the gorilla to do.
I think that 50 of those humans see the first 10 get swatted 25 feet in the air, and they just say, you know what? I'm good.
I don't know.
No, but they have no choice. That's the thing. The humans are desperate for survival, too.
We get Khabib to get a rear naked chokehold on that gorilla. We might be in some business.
Do you guys really think the gorilla could take out 100 men?
You guys know how strong a gorilla is?
Yes. I think the gorilla
Have you seen how fast a gorilla is?
No.
Like, I've seen gorillas, like, when, like, obviously in a zoo, like, when they're, when they want to run around, like, they are really fast and really strong. Newsflash to Americans. Like,
yeah.
No, we have no chance to defeat a gorilla.
I'm with EJ 100%.
I just want to submit this to the record. When Perloff texted yesterday, are you guys following this man versus gorilla thing? I responded immediately, I refuse.
Right, which
because of this current conversation.
But I got,
don't act like you're above it.
I'm 100% above this. Listen, you thought it was real. You're the only person that can't.
But how can you be above this?
Yeah, because now you're above it?
Because you're having a scientific conversation about 100 men fighting a gorilla and saying, no, that wouldn't work, but this is going to work. This is exactly why I refuse to even know that this is going on.
Well,
I didn't have an opinion on real or not because I didn't know what anyone was talking about.
Use those critical thinking skills for once, Bogey.
No.
When you find yourself in this life or death situation against the gorilla, you're going to be like, man, I wish I was listening that day when they talked about the best strategies to take down a gorilla.
Doomsday preppers right here.
I'm just going to hope the first 99 guys know what they're doing, and I'll sit back and just wait for there to be a gorilla-free world.
So you have thought about it.
Yeah. Right now, because you're making me.
Bogus is not on Team Fight the Gorilla.
No, nope.
You're clearly one of those guys who's going to hang in the back.
Yeah.
Guys, oh, man. Got I'm not going to war with Bo.
You shouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't go to war with me.
Anyway, tough admission for your girl. But I think, I don't know. We're in a weird time. I don't understand sometimes, like, people and they do stuff on the internet for clout. And now, I thought it just got to an extreme.
This is not about you. This is about who wins, a fight, a gorilla or a 100 men.
Sorry, how dare I make it about me.
Was Maggie fooled? Everybody is sitting there talking about who wins, a gorilla or a 100 men.
Gorillas have estimated it 4 to 10 times stronger than the average human male. Their bite force is significantly stronger than that of a lion.
Right, but they haven't met me after a couple of whiskeys. You know what I mean?
I know. Manny said if the Knicks won last night, the Knicks fans would have taken down a gorilla. Hey, like, I don't think so.
Manny also doesn't know how his left leg hurts.
It's my right leg. It's my right leg that hurts.
EJ, have you watched any of the AI simulations? So that's a lot of human beings coming at them. Human beings in a desperate situation are closer to animals than you might think.
Cap, during the next break, run an AI simulation during the break. Let's see how that works.
50 million of them out there. He doesn't even need to. Wow, you guys are Team Gorilla, everybody. Definitely.
Can I tell you guys, there's this obscure movie, it's called The Square.
The Gorilla.
And there's a guy as an actor in the movie, and he does it for a specific reason, and he does a gorilla impersonation. You can find it on the internet. It's unbelievable how this human being recreates a gorilla. And, like, this is what this guy does.
By chance, did you see a documentary on the Suns mascot?
That guy's awesome.
Wait.
The trampoline, the dunking.
He got canceled, right?
Yes.
He did?
Yeah.
No, Maggie, you have no idea which mascots got canceled, which did. That guy is the opposite of awesome, the animal world.
Wait a minute. Hold on one second. I made a mistake. I thought the San Diego chicken got canceled because he was, like, inappropriately trying kiss women and stuff like that as, like, the shtick of the mascot, not the actual person inside. But something happened to the Phoenix Suns gorilla?
I think they just retired him. But retired him because it was, like, kind of, like, insensitive.
It was too...
Black people.
Got it. Okay.
Like, you know, a jumping gorilla in a basketball costume, dunking. It's...
Yeah, now that you say it, yeah. I see the image.
Yeah, that's what people saw.
Yeah, okay. Fair.
Could 100 mascots take down the Phoenix Suns gorilla?
Was that a Sports Center commercial one time?
Gritty's too hammered. He couldn't do it.
Benny the Bull can take care of him.
If Gritty was only on alcohol, that'd be an upset. He's on a cocktail
or something. Oh, yeah, yeah, no. He's high as a
Your
kite.
Your eyes can't get like that without... That's not Jaeger.
Do you guys ever have the you guys have had some form of the shark bear conversation, right? Don't you guys have hypothetical fights between animals and things? No? No.
No, my hypothetical fights are like between superheroes.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, see, now I'm just thinking I'm out of practice with this because no, I don't have these because me and my girlfriends don't sit around and have this discussion.
I mean, listen, we've seen Thor take down 1,000 people. You know what the worst fight is? Hmm. When somebody in Lord of the Rings fights 275 orcs.
Yeah.
And it's like Those orcs are just not well coordinated.
How did that AI simulation end up?
I mean, Manny, I can't believe you would send in the UFC fighters first. That's such a bad plan. You're off the team, too. So, I need a whole new group to fight this gorilla or this mythical animal.
What wave are you in, then?
I mean, I honestly...
You're in the first.
I don't want to be in the first, but I think there's a lot of peer pressure to not sit in the back like Bogus.
Okay. Enjoy your dead peer pressure.
Like peer pressure from who?
Well, it's like war. Like, you think anybody wanted to get out of the trench first in World War
One? No, they did, but there was like a mission and a meaning behind it. This is just stupidity.
Trust me. I've seen enough World War One movies. Nobody wanted to jump out of that trench first. They were all like, not me, not it.
Not it. It's not on that one.
Wait, Maggie, how about you? Would you volunteer to be in the first wave to help the fellow mankind?
I mean, you probably could have gotten me there, considering I thought this was real.
Yeah, Maggie almost signed up.
I was like, who needs a 5'8 and a size 9.5 shoe?
Oh, there it is.
Oh, my shoes. I could have stomped the gorilla. Now it's a fair fight. My feet are gigantic. That's the only shot I have. 888-710-4.
Not a weapon, but a weapon.
Bogus has headlines.
So this was odd. The Knicks had Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart dealing with injuries in the fourth quarter with the Pistons last night. Both left the floor, 2:57 to go. After about a minute of game time, they went back to the scorer's table, but there were no whistles, and Tom Thibodeau decided not to use his last timeout or to foul to get his stars back in the game.
What?
Brunson and Hart finally re-entered with just 27 seconds to go with the Knicks down 6. They lost 106-103, sending the series back to Detroit for Game 6 tomorrow. Here's Tibbs' explanation.
Time, score, penalty, timeouts, all of the above. What's happening in the game? You feel like the next possession, we'll put it away. Like, there's a lot that goes into it.
For his part, Josh Hart did not want to put too much blame on being off the floor.
This crap is crap.
We all want to be out there, but, we had good looks. I trust my guys. And we had a couple good shots to cut that lead, and, they just didn't go in. So, basketball, it happens.
I will defer to the Knicks fans on a hot take on this.
What do you think Jalen Brunson's ankles look like right now? It's got to be disgusting. He turns an ankle literally every single game because he's never got the strength back.
Yeah, ankles are tough. Yeah. Like, once you have the injury he had, it's very easy to turn. To be honest, I feel like he's probably going to need surgery at the end of the year. I'm just waiting for that.
So I saw a video this morning on the train of the garden floor, buckling when he planted. Is that an optical illusion? Is that going around Nick Twitter? What's the take on that?
I just saw it this morning. I don't know what to make of it. It is pretty damning. I mean, it is a different type of court. It's not the usual court that they have. It's the Kith court, the City Connect, whatever they call the jerseys. The court did give out a little bit, and Brunson's ankle did roll a little bit, but I truly don't know what to make of it. It is pretty damning, though.
By the way, this coach is a dope.
Oh,
you said it. I mean, we've been talking about it for a while, whether it was the amount of minutes guys were playing last year, whether they got fatigued, whether it was the rotations, whether now it's just the mistakes. I don't know.
That's the thing about Tibbs, is I just feel like, it's very easy. The minutes conversation is valid and people can have it. But to me, it's like it minimizes just how bad he is. Like, he just, the fact that, imagine if Michael Jordan had an injury and Phil Jackson couldn't get him back in the game until 30 seconds left. We would not even accept that. We would not accept any excuse for that. And Tibbs could sit there and be like, oh, no, fouls and timeout. Like, he coaches games as if he's not there. Like, he's a spectator.
Yeah. I thought it was weird when Brunson's hobbling around, Hart's hobbling around, and they didn't call timeout to get him off the floor immediately to see what's happening.
Towns shot a 30-footer, which he made, which was shocking.
Unbelievable,
But then once they come back down, it's like, just shoot. If you don't want to call a timeout, just play 5-on-4 and then just wait till the ball goes out of bounds. He's just not that bright.
And his explanations, are just terrible.
They're nonsensical. And I think that's the thing I always try to tell the national audience, is that Tim just says things that just don't make any sense.
As if we're not paying attention.
Right. It's why he won't be a championship coach. It's why he won't be the Knicks coach for very long.
Jamal Murray scored 43 to lead the Nuggets to a 131-115 win and a 3-2 lead on the Clippers. The Celtics closed out the Magic 120-89 in Orlando, with Jason Tatum scoring 35. And the Pacers scored 8 points in 40 seconds to eliminate the Bucks in Game 5, 119-118 in overtime. And after the game, Giannis had words with Tyrese Halliburton's dad, who came on the court to heckle him and got in a quick shoving match with Benedict Mathurin.
Giannis, out of Rumbo.
On playoff ice, double OT in Carolina.
It comes across. Oh, wanted to get it to Jarvis off the boards. Back for Gostisbehere. Oh, game over. Series over. Sebastian Aho.
From Hurricanes Radio, Carolina, a 5-4 win on that Sebastian Aho power play goal in double OT. After trailing 3-0 after the first period, they send the Devils home in 5. Ottawa, though, stayed alive, taking Game 5 in Toronto 4-0. And away from the playoffs, Rick Tocchet has stepped down as head coach of the Vancouver Canucks, creating the 8th vacancy around the league. And yes, you'll be shocked to hear that Tocchet is likely to get one of the other open jobs.
You're kidding me.
I am not, even a little bit.
How many teams has he coached already?
Everyone.
No, he's beginning his journey.
Okay, Lightning, Coyotes, Canucks.
Oh,
Coyotes.
I forgot about the Coyotes, so this will be 4.
But this is not like a John Tortorella situation yet.
He's not on 8 or 9 yet, no. But he's on pace. There. Yeah.
Well, this will be his 4th.
Yeah, so he's on pace.
Wow.
And he's younger than those other guys that you're thinking of, the Tortorellas of the world.
Peter Laviolette.
I feel like I actually know more NHL coaches than NBA? Baseball managers.
Oh. It's a shorter list.
I think being an NHL head coach might be better than being like an NFL head coach.
Because you always have a job.
Right. Like,
or college, yeah.
Yeah, because then like NFL, like you get fired. Like you were really bad, you get fired. Like a lot of times that's your last shot. You have to be an assistant somewhere. Like these guys, they get fired. You just change houses and you just go on to the next job.
But with eight Find openings, a new rink. That's a quarter of the league. They are stressing their bullpen with the amount of jobs they have to fill right now.
You're right. It's like the biggest job security is being a fired NHL coach.
Yeah. If you're okay with moving, like it's great.
You got two countries worth.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
The Minnesota Vikings signed linebacker Andrew Van Ginkel to a one-year extension yesterday. It covers 2026. He's now guaranteed an additional $22 million. Van Ginkel just made his first Pro Bowl and was a second-team All-Pro. And in case you were wondering, the Colorado Rockies did lose again last night, 8-3 to the Braves. They are now 4-25, the third team since 1901 to lose at least 25 of its first 29 games.
Bogues, is that bad?
That is
confirmed.
Atrocious. Oh. Hey, I've got some other. We were just talking about the story. Someone was asking, could 100 men beat a gorilla? And
you were asking.
Well, Perloff was asking, and then whatever. But here we are having this conversation. In other animal-related news, did you see, this actually came out a little bit earlier in the month, but we were pretty busy with draft stuff. Did you see that scientists now feel like they can bring back the dire wolf and potentially the woolly mammoth?
Yeah, I saw that.
That's crazy. The dire wolf hasn't been around since 10,000 years is when the species went extinct. Is this like, we all know the plot of Jurassic Park, right? They still make these movies. It didn't go well. Do we want to bring back dire wolves and woolly mammoths? Is that fair to do? The species went extinct on its own. Is it ethical to bring this species back now, 10,000 years later? The climate's different. The world is different.
So you're not really asking, can we?
You're asking about ethical questions.
Should we? Like, what?
Yes, cue Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah. I kind of blew the line. What is you're good at that line. What does he say?
We were so busy.
So busy asking if we can.
If we could, we never stopped to ask if we should. I mean, it you know, obviously, you don't want to bring
after
back a
this
T-Rex.
On sports.
Do you want them bringing back these species? I didn't know that like 99%, there's like 5 billion species, I guess, from when they could track the beginning of the Earth, and 99% have actually been extinct. Like we've cycled through so many different species.
Yeah, I just think that there's so many ways we're all going to die that dire wolves is so low on the list right now.
Yeah.
It didn't even dawn on me to be concerned about like a Jurassic Park situation, but I'm down to debate what would happen.
I'll be honest. I'm not sure this is a Maggie-like admission, but when I saw the story, I thought dire wolves were only Game of Thrones characters.
Yeah, me too. I had no idea.
I did not know they were a real thing.
No, not the slightest clue.
I can't wait for the Savannah to Bananas to have the dire wolf bat dog. Go ahead and pick up the bat. The dire wolf.
Is its mascot?
Savannah Bananas or some low-A team in Florida.
I mean, have woolly mammoths
But the woolly
around?
Mammoths are probably vegetarians, right? They're not super dangerous.
No, they're but we might be eating them.
How many woolly mammoths take down a gorilla?
See, now look who's invested. Yeah. Bogus. You thumbed your nose at this before.
But a woolly mammoth is enormous. Wouldn't it be how many gorillas would take down a woolly mammoth?
Whatever question you want to ask, Manny.
Hell yeah.
I'm just wondering, like, are we eating these?
You know who's surprisingly tough on the savannah? Giraffes. You don't mess with a full-size giraffe.
As opposed to the ones that haven't been.
No, but I wouldn't think like William, like those big animals are really hard. They're tougher than you think.
Yeah. You ever feed a giraffe?
I have.
Yeah, at the zoo.
They look so peaceful.
Oh yeah, big time. With their tongues and
purple
stuff.
Purple tongues.
I think you need at least 75 good men to take that bad boy down.
Tall men.
You ring them up.
Very tall. Like Mike Lennon. You need a guy with a tall neck to do with the giraffe.
The human giraffe against the giraffe.
Only what was the other guy? Hanks. Merton Hanks from the 49ers,
Merton Hanks,
a turtleneck, and then his neck came out like another 5 inches. Anyway, so just be on the lookout for that in science news. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476.
First woolly mammoth to throw out a first pitch at the Yankee game coming up next.
We get back to football, and at the top of the hour, it is a Wednesday, which means we do the great debate. got a fun one for you based on...
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On the news this week, it's M&P. Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. So we haven't really talked too much about the Milwaukee Bucks, Pearl, because, you know, it was an interesting series with Indiana. Got really physical. There were lots of fights, and there were more fights last night, more pushing and shoving. Indiana wins the series. In overtime, they were down 7 with a minute to go and won the game. It was a thrilling comeback. But obviously, tensions were super, super high. So after the game, Giannis not only gets into it with Benedict Mathurin, who is on the Pacers, got into it with Tyrese Halliburton's dad. His dad.
Yeah.
Who came onto the court and, according to Giannis, was acting disrespectful. So let's hear from Giannis. Manny, I'll take cut 18, please.
I believe, like, being humble in victory, that's how I am. Now there can be a lot of people out there that are like, no, when you win the game, you got tagged. And, you know, it's a green light for you to be disrespectful towards somebody else. I disagree. I've won the championship. They haven't.
Mic drop. But they just beat you for the second year in a row. Anyway, Giannis said Halliburton's dad just completely out of line. And by the way, he first thought it was a fan, then realized it was Halliburton's dad.
Having somebody's dad, which I'm happy for him. I'm happy for his son, and I'm happy that he's happy for his son. That's how you're supposed to feel. But coming to me and disrespecting me and cursing at me, I think it's totally unacceptable. Totally unacceptable. Okay? And I'm not the guy that points fingers, because in my neighborhood, snitches get stitches. So I don't want to say something, you know, for him to say to get fined or anything. But it's not respectful.
Yeah, and you want to know, first of all, I'm not surprised at it, but it's kind of funny to think in Greece they also have the saying "snitches get stitches."
That's where it was invented in ancient times.
Is that true? Yeah. They invented the Olympics, and also snitches get stitches. That's actually an old Greek proverb.
Yeah. Socrates would take you out if you
yes. lost that snitch.
Tyrese Halliburton, though, actually backs up Giannis here, says his dad was in the wrong.
Me and my pops have talked about that, and I don't agree with, you know, what transpired there from him. You know, I think basketball is basketball, and let's keep it on the court. And I think that he just, you know, got excited, saw his son make a game winner, and came on the court. But I think we had a conversation, and you know, I think he just needs to just allow me to just play basketball, stay over there. I'll come to him to celebrate. But I think it's the emotions of the game just got excited there.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be acting like a lunatic to step to Giannis. You know,
this is so big, yeah.
Oh my gosh! And yeah. Also, like, come on. You know, we talk about sports parents all the time and how you know angry we get by them and how out of line they can be. Your kid already made it all the way to the pros. You were in the Eastern Conference Finals last year. Your kid's on the Olympic team. Like, at this point, you can't just be acting like you're some you know, soccer dad out there. Like, have a little decorum.
Is there anybody just a little bit like, oh, this guy's kind of awesome?
No.
He's out there talking trash. He's out of control.
Like, he loves his kid so much. I just think it's just about
like
him.
He's like a super uber fan. I'm like, oh my God, this guy's crazy. He must, and he's still doing it, even though Tyrese said he's had talks with him.
Like, but he's got to take him out of the front row. Like, you get your privileges revoked if you can't handle your business.
But you know what? On the flip side, I do hear quite... Giannis sounds like a mess. Like, he's obviously clearly upset. I think in a perfect world, after a loss like that, you don't want to be venting your frustration on one of the opponent's dads. You know, normally, like, he's definitely losing his cool here. Like, Giannis should be like, we tried our best. You know, he should do all the cliches and get off the podium. This was an interesting thing to me. He seems kind of sad and depressed about the way this went.
Well, he should be. I mean, you know, the guy for the second year in a row is out in the first round. Last year he was hurt. This year it's Dame that gets hurt, and he's got to be contemplating his future in Milwaukee. Everyone thinks he's going to ask out. He starts a three-year extension starting next year, so he just signed on, but, like, that doesn't mean anything in the NBA anymore. Listen, I don't love to judge a guy right in the heat of it. Like, this just happened. You just lost in overtime when you had this lead. You know, I think that it's Tyrese Halliburton's dad was completely in the wrong here. I put no blame on Giannis at all.
Yeah, but I think, and you know, if Giannis was in his right space, he would use this as fuel and be like, I'm going to get this team next year. And he would just done the normal NBA star thing where you get out there and blame yourself for everything and walk off. I think my point is, I think Giannis is starting to, like, the pressure of being in Milwaukee is clearly getting to him.
Being in Milwaukee being an MVP with only one ring?
Yeah, because he's in Milwaukee, he only has one ring. I just think that he does not sound like his most perfect self here. You know, normally, like, a young Giannis would have been like, he might not have said anything. He might have internalized all that, be like, I'm going to come out and kill the NBA next year. Now he's talking about, well, I already got a ring and you don't. Dude, you just lost in four games. And I'm not saying he's right. The dad is out of control. But I do feel like, oh, man, Giannis is getting incredibly frustrated at the situation that they can't get the team good enough around him anymore.
Yeah, and they tried. I mean, listen, they trade for Dame Lillard. JT's in Atlanta. JT, what do you think about Giannis and Tyrese Halliburton's dad exchanging words?
Yeah, so, I disagree with Verlov because, again, he's frustrated not just at this dad part, right? You were up. You were supposed to win this game. So I don't know. I don't think you would be like, oh, you know what? No big deal. Like, I'm just going to take it on next year. I'll get better. Get back in the lab. See you guys next year. This is a crushing loss.
Yeah.
Not only that, as soon as you get off, this guy that you don't even know is, like, all in your grill, random dude, right? And he said it. You should be happy for this guy. You should be happy for your son. But there's more that's going on because I'm more interested with the Benedict Mathurin thing. Like, yeah. I mean, he palmed the back of his head, and whatever he said in his ear, oh my gosh, I would pay $1,000 to know what that was. Because
so they kind of embrace it. It looks at first, JT, I just want to tell for the audience, if, in case you didn't see it, they're like hugging. It kind of looks like they're having like a, you know, just one of those end of the series conversations, like, hey, see you in the summer kind of thing. And then you quickly realize, like, oh no, this is not a pleasant conversation at all.
And what's even more interesting is that there were like two or three other Pacers before that that he actually did that with, that they had the little bro hug and, yep. you know, tapped it up and was like that. But when he got to Mathurin, it was like, let me grab you by. And it's one of those grab you behind the back of your head type of holds where, you know, I don't want you to back away until I'm done saying what I need to say. And Mathurin afterwards was livid as well. So whatever was said in that moment was serious. And I don't think that it, you know, I think his frustration at the podium has a lot to do with all of that encompassing. And I don't want, you know, people are talking about trading him. I don't want to see him leave the East because I got to see more of him in the Pacers on a regular basis because obviously they do not get along and there's some serious contention there and I'm all for it.
Yeah, no, it turned, I mean, the last 2 years, this has really turned intense. And JT, thanks for the call. It is a very good rivalry. Yeah. I think Giannis is probably out. I think the question is, does he try to get his way to EJ and Manny's Knicks? Oof. Are the Heat still a destination? I know you guys don't love Pat Riley anymore, but Miami always holds an appeal. Is it the Lakers? Like, are we just...
Gotta be the Lakers. By the way...
How would that happen?
Feels a little too obvious, no?
Just, how does anyone...
I know, with the Lakers, though.
Luka, they just got Luka. How'd that happen?
I know.
Wait, let me ask you a question. Kobe Bryant.
I'm familiar with him.
He would have just said nothing and used this as murder fuel for next year. Like, that's what I'm saying. Giannis.
Kobe talked a lot of smack.
Giannis, Kobe never said after he lost, oh my God, I can't believe his dad said that to me when I had a ring. He just stewed and he said, I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to be, the next 100 days, I'm going to work on ripping this team a new one. I felt like Giannis probably, if he looks back on this, like, he's talking about the wrong things here. He should be talking about, like, I'm inspired to come back and beat this team.
But don't you think there's a, almost like a security element, though? Like, I mean, a person walking on the court to get into the face of an NBA player, it almost goes beyond just, like, wins and losses at that point, right?
Also, Kobe would have said, not, I have a ring and you don't. He would have said, I've got five rings and you don't. Or four, true. You know?
I don't think Kobe would have said anything. Kobe would have just got that look on his face and it'd be like, oh, crap, he's coming back next year for my guts.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Wednesdays, The Great Debate. We've got a doozy for you today. Come on back.
Snitches get stitches.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.